is Larry Gold. I'm editor and publisher of Inside Research newsletter in the U.S. We are talking today with Krista Carone, who is the chief marketing officer of the Xerox Corporation and recently appointed a corporate vice president. Welcome, Krista.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, sorry.
First, I'd like to get some background, if you would. How long with the company, your role at Xerox, a bit of a job description, maybe even some challenges.
Sure. So I'm the chief marketing officer of Xerox. I've been with the company for 15 years. Been a wonderful journey for me, and I'm sure I'll be here for much longer. It's a fabulous company, and I take a great deal of pride in the fact that I'm a steward for such a fabulous brand. As CMO, I have responsibility for many of the different elements of marketing strategy and the marketing mix, including what we do with brand management, advertising, public relations, experiential marketing, interactive marketing, internal communications, as well as looking at the various opportunities for us to ensure that we're delivering integrated messages to the marketplace. So, I like to say that I'm responsible for marketing the brand and marketing the corporation, and work very closely with all of my colleagues around the world to ensure that we're generating awareness for the Xerox brand and driving consideration for our breadth of offerings. In terms of challenges, being the CMO for Xerox comes with a couple of challenges. Probably one of the biggest challenges that we face right now, and opportunities, I'd say, is shifting the legacy perceptions of the Xerox brand in the marketplace. We have a brand that's more than 50 years old. It's incredibly well-respected. We have very, very high brand awareness, but the perception of the Xerox brand is still very heavily weighted towards the legacy products that people are, know Xerox for, certainly the copying and the printing business, when in fact now half of our revenue comes from services, business process services, IT, outsourcing services, and some document management. So starting to help people shift their perceptions of the Xerox brand is a huge focus of our organization right now.
Could you describe what Xerox marketing philosophy is, the strategy that you use, the story that you try to communicate to the marketplace?
Sure. Well, I'd say that it's relatively simple. We try not to overprocess some of what we're trying to do in the marketplace and with our marketing initiatives. So this is, I guess, some marketing 101, but we look at everything through the lens of, are we truly generating awareness for the Xerox brand and our offerings? Are we shifting perceptions of the Xerox brand, like I just noted? Are we starting to drive consideration for the Xerox brand? And then are we generating actual leads? So if I'm following that path and we're doing it effectively, then I feel more comfortable that our marketing investments are well aligned. In terms of our story, it's pretty clear and also practical and simple. We talk to the marketplace about, when you look at the breadth of Xerox's technology and services, very firmly wedded in a B2B marketplace. We're not a consumer brand. Even though we have consumer brand awareness, our business is solely in the B2B space. We're very well known in office environments. We're very well known in businesses small to large. And our message to the marketplace is that when you have Xerox at your side, either through our technology or the breadth of our outsourcing services, it gives you, as a company, more freedom to focus on what matters most, your core competencies, your core business, really your real business. And therefore, we're able to help you free up time, free up resources, so that you have more flexibility to focus on your real business.
Okay. I'd like to just step back for a moment from Xerox and discuss our focus today, and that is on market research. Specifically, what role does market research play in contributing to the bottom line of B2B companies such as Xerox, but not exclusively Xerox, just B2B companies. And perhaps you could give us some examples of that contribution.
Well, sure. I think in any case, research plays a very important role in helping to inform key investments that you're making as a company, not just along the lines of what your customers may be seeking or needed to improve their productivity, but also the messaging that's going to resonate most with your customers or your prospects. So we do lean heavily on market research to understand voice of the customer, also to understand where we sit from a competitive perspective. That's an important element of our market research. So market research tends to be very aligned with what we're doing to generate more leads, drive consideration and generate leads in the marketplace through our different offerings. And then on a much higher level, we do a good amount of market research to understand the effectiveness of our creative executions and also whether we're moving the needle on brand perception. So we do rely on brand equity tracking that's fielded quite frequently, something that we measure on a regular basis so that we have a sense of whether or not our marketing investments are making a difference in the marketplace.
Generally speaking, where do you see market research succeeding in B2B companies such as yourself? Where is it failing, or where could it be improved?
Interesting question. I think it's relatively subjective to provide a view of where it's succeeding and where it's failing. I do think it's helpful for us when we're looking at it through the lens of a competitive perspective. We do really like to understand where we sit in terms of competitive positioning, if there's any gaps, and those gaps and are things obviously we address to fill. I'm not sure I'd say where it's failing as much as the caution to marketers, or at least from my viewpoint, that you should not rely too much on market research to be your guiding principle on everything that you base your investment decisions. I do think it's important that we do gut checks, as well as I'm always telling my team. Not everything can be counted, and sometimes you need to just have really strong, good, solid business judgment and a good check of your gut to see if some of the elements of your marketing are appropriate. So I'm not sure I'd say it's a fault of market research as much as it sometimes is easy to depend more on the research than to depend more on your own judgment.
Specifically at Xerox, what marketing activities does market research get involved in?
It's involved in just about everything, Larry. I can speak to just recent experience that we've had market research very much involved in the brand campaign that Xerox has launched. We launched back in September of 2010, the most significant brand advertising campaign in our history. And we did a great deal of market research leading up to the launch of the campaign. It absolutely informed the creative execution. Now that we're in market, we're depending on 360-degree research to get us a good sense of how the creative is being interpreted in market, and then again, doing a tremendous amount of brand equity tracking and other components of our research book to just give us the comfort that our investments are giving us the return and moving the needle on brand.
Can you give us some examples where market research is particularly effective for you in your marketing efforts and programs?
I would say that the brand equity tracking that we're doing is very effective for us. It's unaided research, so it gives us basically the temperature of how our particular target audience is perceiving the brand and is perceiving Xerox's influence in certain areas of the market, especially compared to our competitors. So we field the research at least once a year, if not twice a year, on a global basis. Again, it's completely unaided, so it's not like we're putting advertising in front of the key contacts here. It's more just doing that, you know, getting that barometer check on perception of the Xerox brand, which is influenced by a number of different elements that we are either through earned media, paid media, owned media, that we know are starting to influence the perception of the brand. So brand equity tracking is one that we pay a lot of attention to and is an incredibly important aspect of our market research.
Are there some areas of Xerox marketing that market research doesn't really contribute to, or is having a difficult time contributing to?
Nothing particular that I would point out right now. I mean, I do think that there are times, like I said before, that we still are going with our gut, and you're going to miss sometimes on those decisions. Other times it's going to be a big win, but we like to do a good balance of both having that firm data at our side for market research, but also trusting our judgment as well.
Let's move specifically to an area of interest to us, and that is social media and social network activities and marketing. How does Xerox take advantage of that area?
So, like a lot of other people, this is just a way of life now. It's become business as usual for us. Social media is an essential part of our marketing mix. It's included in every single component of our program planning. We are very actively involved in promoting the brand and trying to meet our key objectives and using social media to do that. So I'm often telling people now, we've been talking about this for a couple of years, so that social media is changing every single day, so there's always something that's new. But it shouldn't be new for marketers to be saying, oh, what should I be doing about social media? Boy, jump in. And for us, there isn't anything that comes to me right now that doesn't have a social media angle to it. And there isn't anything that we're doing outbound and inbound, by the way, that isn't related to social media.
What about market research? Do you have a market research program that monitors and measures your efforts?
We do, yes. So listening is one of the big important first steps in any type of component of social media. So we do have pretty formalized listening streams in place, so we're understanding the conversations that are being had about the brand and about our particular offerings. That's real-time listening feeds that we're assessing literally on an hourly, if not even faster, basis. So that type of program monitoring is a very important aspect of how we play in the social media.
I take it that you do a word of mouth monitoring.
We do
as a continuous process.
We do. Yes, that's right. Monitored on a very regular basis. Not in regular, being literally by the minute.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I wanted to find out today.
Okay, great.
And I don't think we have any other questions. So. Our thanks for your time, and we appreciate it. And hopefully, we'll see you next week at the Advertising Research Foundation.
Sounds good. Thank you for the opportunity.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.